Monkeys radio program. Here are your hosts, Ricky and Herb.
Nicole. Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Nicole.
And you have downloaded episode 172, which we've done twice.
Whoops.
Last week we recorded it and, well, let's just say Ricky fucked up. A lot.
As always.
And hard. So we recorded it and it was fucking awesome. It was a good show. We had two people actually call us on the phone. Sorry.
I touched the microphone.
You can't touch the mic. And we had people call in and they were all drunk and they didn't know. And it was a really good show.
It was. It was one
and
of the
I don't even know what we talked about.
I don't either.
But it was fucking funny, and it's ruined.
Oh, we were totally cracking up the entire time.
Like, I think we laughed as hard as the stool softener episode.
Maybe.
Maybe. So,
maybe,
what's up?
Baby.
What's up, Nicole? How you been?
I've been good.
Did you bring your Spanish? We got to do Spanish, too.
Oh, yeah.
Also.
That's what we were doing. My Spanish. Hang on. Let me grab it.
So, we just got back from seeing Dark Knight. And it was the Bizom. Yeah, Nicole's been teaching me how to speak Snoop Dogg, but she says I'm not very good at it. How would you say Foul Monkeys as Fizzal Monkeys? Fizzal Fizz Monkeys? That doesn't sound right.
Or you can just say Foul Mizunkies.
Yeah, say it into the microphone for them because they can't hear you.
Foul Mizunkies.
I'm going to have to say no.
I don't know how that sounded because I did not have my headphones on.
I did not have my headphones on.
And I don't have to
take it. How much do we love sexual harassment?
A lot. I like it. I like it a lot.
I've been molested by this lady at work. Her name begins with M, your sister.
Oh.
She's been molesting me, like pinching my boobies, and
she likes big ones.
She flicked a fucking rubber band at my nuts the other day, and that shit hurt.
She likes big boobs.
She does.
That's why she's messing with yours. Because they're big.
They're big and old. They're set in stone.
They're saggy, like orangutan boobies.
I made the orangutan.
Gotta put you in a full Nelson just to lick them.
That's nasty.
Scary movie. Yes.
So, we went to go see Dark Knight. This is the second time that that Nicole went to go see it. And tell them what you did on Thursday night.
Thursday night, I went to Orlando to the IMAX theater and waited in line for 4 hours.
Nerd.
At least I wasn't there for 12 like some of the people. And if you were there, sorry, I apologize, but... Yeah, it was uncomfortable sitting in the line for that long.
Were you inside at least?
Yeah, that's the good thing. Because it was raining and muggy as fuck outside.
Were people outside waiting?
No. The line just went around the twisty lines at Disney or Busch Gardens. And then the end of it was all the way down the opposite aisle.
I cannot stand that background buzzing noise. Can you hear that?
No.
It's white noise. Someone's trying to tell us something.
EVP. Ghost phenomenon. Scariness.
So, yeah, we saw the movie. And, God, we just watched the movie and we were so happy because we thought we were going to be able to sneak into Mamma Mia. Mm-hmm. And they axed that shit.
No, it sucked.
The movie started at 1:30 for Mamma Mia.
Yeah, and Dark Knight was over at 2:15.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. I said, what time is it? And you said, 2:15. I was like, yes, we have time for Mamma Mia.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I know. That's why.
I'm old and I can't remember shit.
Alzheimer's. So, Spanish.
So, last weekend, we had a Spanish lesson with my friend Miguel.
That we did.
And that what?
That we did.
Oh, yes. And we went to Cheddar's and we had some good-ass food.
Bomb-ass onion rings. I'm off the chain.
I'm off the chain, girl.
They're off the chain. Thanks, Samantha. They totally were.
All right. Talk a little bit about that while I get something to drink.
We went to Cheddar's and it was a long drive. And the whole time we giggled and laughed about just you know, random retarded shit. And then once we got there, we were having Miguel teach us Spanish because he is Puerto Rican, I believe, right? Yes, Puerto Rican. And we were having him translate, you know, just random things. And then we got dirty. And we wanted him to translate dirty English phrases into even dirtier Spanish phrases. So that leads us to this list of Spanish that I have here in my hand. And we decided that we are going to say the Spanish translation of certain phrases that we have written down. And then you guys...
in our country-ass accents.
Yes, which makes it all the more difficult.
And fun.
Uh-oh. SD Ken is sending me an IM. Hang on. I got sidetracked. We are literally recording.
Tell him to call in.
Right now. Call in.
And we'll play his question now.
If you want. And we will play your question.
She's literally saying everything
now.
She's typing.
Yes, I have to do that so I can think. Anyway, but we're going to say our Spanish phrases, and then you guys can either email or call and take a stab at what you think we're saying.
We're going to say six of them? Should we say six?
Sure.
We'll say six of them. If you can guess
three
of them. You win something.
Yeah. We'll
decide. We don't know what it is yet.
Maybe we'll send you a pinata.
Maybe we'll send you our pubic hair.
Yeah, Brian. Maybe. Maybe we will. But, no. It'll be something cool.
We're going to, like, do our best with this, but it's...
Yeah, because we're not exactly fluent Spanish speakers.
Speak for yourself, Junta.
So, bear with us. With our Spanish. And
get
we'll
it.
Say each phrase.
Get it. Bear with us.
No. We'll say each phrase twice to make sure you hear us and understand us, well, as best you can. And then we'll see what happens. I'm excited. Okay, you do the first one.
Do I get to pick which one I want?
Sure. Put a mark by your name.
Okay. By my name.
So, or by the one so I'll know that you did it and I don't read it again.
Oh my god. Let's see here.
Choose a good one. Choose wisely. Make sure it has the English so you know what the answer is.
You ready?
Yes. This is why we were laughing so hard last time.
Cher benga un mam est pinga dura.
Again, you've got to say it again so they'll understand.
Ya benga umam esta pinga dura.
Oh no, that's horrible.
Hey babe, she talking about me.
Okay, and the next one is... Just seeing it is okay. Ready? Quiero mamar su penga. I repeat, quiero mamar su penga.
Our Spanish speaking listeners, they're like dying because we're saying this shit wrong.
I know.
Tus bolas son... Wait.
You gotta say it at least right the first time.
What is this right here?
I think.
Tus bolas son fea.
Oh my god.
Tus bolas son fea.
Not cool. I just saw the English. Okay. And the next one is... Okay. Quiero memar entre medio de tus bolas y culo. I repeat. Quiero memar entre medio de tus bolas y culo.
Oh, wow.
And that's what it means.
I like how you put the arrow.
So I would know for the future. Oh, God.
Let's see here. I don't...
Sorry.
Hold on. Hold on. Let me mess with this for a second.
Oh, you're disrupting the flow. That makes it sound like you're doing something to me. Well, I was trying to tip it down towards me.
All right.
Tip it down towards me. Yeah, yeah.
Let's see. I have one more, right?
Yeah.
What was this one? Oh.
You know. Do it. Say it.
Hijo puta, cabrón. By the way, Al was not Spanish.
Say it again.
Hijo puta cabrón.
You totally jacked up the last word.
What is it? Cabrón.
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 Sure. Whatever.
All right, one more.
Oh, yoy.
Hey, if anyone's listening to this, can you hear the background noise? Like the like electricity or something?
Yeah.
Hold on, let me swallow my drink. Okay.
Quiero que me la meta duro.
I don't remember what that is.
Quiero que me la meta duro.
Which one was it? Let me read it.
The one underneath, right underneath it.
All right, so those are our six sayings. If you can get three of them, and you're the first person to tell us what it is, then you get a prize of some sort.
Wait, that... Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
No, you did three and I did three. The one with the arrow you did.
I know. 1, 2, 3, 4. Only five.
No, I did two on the back page.
Oh, okay. Just kidding.
This place is tapped.
I'm just kidding.
So what did SD Ken say?
Oh, he said he's busy right now, but he's going to think of questions.
He must be masturbating.
Master debating.
You stole that from me.
So you're stealing my H to the Izzo speak, so shut up.
No, you stole that shit from Snoop Doggy Dog.
And he don't know about it, so that's cool.
How do you know? He's got people.
Yeah, okay.
So we have a question from somebody.
Sweet.
We have a question from Big Dumb Donkey Girl.
Nice.
As you rub your tit.
That name turns me on.
Big
Dumb Donkey Girl. Oh, you ruined it.
So she says, Dear Foul Monkeys, Ricky, if Nicole's lovely lady bumps were cash, how much stuff do you think you could buy with them? Just wondering. Big Dumb Donkey Girl. P.S. When will I get my poem? Well, I'm checking iTunes, and I don't see a review by you.
Yeah.
So you have to leave a review in order to get a poem.
Yeah, that's the only way.
From our poet laureate.
Me, Nicole.
Nicole. Scherzinger. You're getting good at that.
Thanks.
I just say like Brittany off Daria.
Gwen. Okay, so. No. I like how she goes like this at the end. She just goes with her hand and points. Well, answer the question. If my boobs were cash, what could you buy?
Can you hold them up for me real quick?
Hold them up?
Yeah. There you go. Probably the whole continent of Africa.
Wow.
And I would probably have to say...
Could you feed the children with them?
Jupiter, Saturn, and Neptune.
Damn.
With Pluto on the side.
Pluto is now like SR653 or something like that.
He's an ice ball.
Oh, poor Pluto. Mm. I suck at that, though.
What's going to take the place of the little saying? My very educated mother just served us ninjas.
Ninjas?
Nanners.
Nanners, that's the hillbilly saying for bananas. I love me some nanner fried nanners.
I like me some nanner pudding.
Peanut butter and nanner sandwiches.
Because the proof is in the pudding.
Shut up.
Nicole totally said that in the car today.
I'm an old lady.
I go, okay, were you born in 1920, Estelle? Hazel.
Hazel. Hazel.
So, yes, I think that's how much I could buy with her tits.
That's awesome. They're massive, apparently.
So we had some comments on the...
My boobs are more than the gross national project of several third world countries.
You mean profit.
Product.
Whatever. You said project the first time. Isn't it profit?
No.
It's
product.
Well, we're both wrong. Fuck you.
But I was right. Look it up.
No, bitch. Okay. Anyway.
Next.
We had some comments on, I've been doing this, 365 day thing.
Mm-hmm.
Someone anonymous said about the picture of me leaning back, said, nice, but your erect penis poking through the shirt fly would add the perfect focal point.
Wow. Yeah, for me to cut out.
Oh.
I'm set on fire. You notice they're anonymous when they say that because they really don't feel that way.
How dare you?
I'm sorry. That's to be okay. The one to tell you.
And like one of the pictures, like I looked all kind of fucked up because I looked blue, but it's against the yellow background.
You were making out with a Smurf.
And Lauren's like, oh, I'm a Photoshop queen. Just send it to me. I'll fix it. La la Lauren.
What can she do about your face?
Why can't she do that with your life? You're such a bitch. That's your a good one. Here we go.
Face.
Here we go.
You have a face only a mother could love. A motherfucker. Because you look inbred.
Like the hills have eyes inbreds.
No, they weren't
inbred.
What's this
remind
they
you of?
Had,
what's this remind
they
you of?
They weren't inbred. They were
chemically
nuclear.
Challenged.
They had nuclear testings at their living site, and that's why they got jacked up. The wrong turn people were inbred.
Oh, and I took a picture of me as Joe Dirt.
Yes.
It was hot.
Hair
and I'm
brandy.
I'm like, hi, my name's Joe Dirt, and my sister named Princess Fairy.
Princess Perry.
Fairy Princess Holly.
That's his dyslexia. Don't mind him.
And Princess Holly messaged back, and she goes, the IROC Z is on the blocks. Remember we had to pawn the wheels to buy smokes and Miller High Life.
Wait,
I'm
what's
like,
an
wait.
IROC Z?
Are you kidding me?
No, is that like a trailer? What is it?
No, it's a car. It's like a Trans Am.
Oh, okay.
Like a Firebird?
Or I'm young.
A Camaro, like a car like
okay.
that.
Okay. Why didn't you just say that? The Trans Am.
Because the IROC Z was what it was called.
Whatever.
Only a true white trash person would know that.
Well, you notice I didn't know.
Well, that's because you're retarded.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And, excuse me, I like Miller High Life. It's the champagne of beers.
That makes me think of the Highlights magazine at the doctor's office when you're a little kid.
That's Highlights. This beer is High Life.
I still prefer things other than that.
And Lala Lauren said, so after the wedding, is she changing her name to Fairy Princess Dirt? Ew, I'm not going to marry my sister.
Why?
I'm not from West Virginia.
Ooh.
Or Kentucky.
Dis.
Dis-izzle. That's it, right?
Sure. I don't like you stealing my phrases.
Steal this, bitch. All right, we have a phone call.
Sweet, let's hear it.
Ricky. 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 This is Miss West. Are you there, Ricky?
Pick up.
Come back, Ricky. Come back to California. I ate it In-N-Out tonight. I thought of you. Ricky, come back, Ricky.
That's like a stalker calling you at night. What are you wearing? You're hot.
Speaking from experience.
I get those heavy breathers.
What are you doing? I'm breathing.
I'm breathing.
That was, I think that was Wes from Live It Up. I met him in California, Miss Wes.
I heard.
So, In-N-Out is like the shit. You
In-N-Out
have not
burger.
Experienced. Have you experienced an In-N-Out burger?
No, I'm in Florida always.
Oh. Always hold true forever.
What? You're done. As you suck the drink down and like 2 minutes.
Gulp, gulp, gulp. Thank you for calling, Wes. I'll be coming back soon for you and your fine ass.
And I'll be hiding in his luggage with a knife.
And I'm going to shave your pubes and like a Nicole.
Ooh.
I'm going to put Elmer's glue all over her face and then throw it on it. And she's going to be Nicole the Werewoman.
That's so done. You are so done.
I didn't have anything else to use.
Wow. Just call me the bearded lady.
Oh, the eggs. We watched the eggs. The
no,
egg
I don't want to watch that. No.
All right. Everyone should go to the website, to the blog, and check out eggshoot.com. It's exciting.
Don't do it. I beg of you.
Freddie says, I don't even know what to say.
I agree. All I know what to say is, yeah, you're gonna really vomit in your mouth. You better watch out.
I'll vomit in your mouth.
Yeah. Any other calls or emails?
We do have some more calls, but I remember when we were doing the show for 172, and I said, "Oh, I think I accidentally deleted that call."
Yeah, kind of.
Well, I need to make sure. Let's see. No, the quarter pounder one. Let's see. Wait. There's two of them here. Let's see. Let me see.
Just play
sorry.
It and see.
There, no, there's like two of them that came in on the. That says 3:31 p.m. Let's see here.
Oh my god.
Well,
when can we read the poems?
In a second, bitch.
Oi.
Oh. Wow. What's
you guys,
that called?
Go to the blog and check out the creepy Pakistan idols.
They are so my, scary.
My little voice I just did of the reminded me of them. They are very scary, and one has freakishly long arms disproportionate to his body, seeing as how he has like no legs. Or feet. Or all maybe right. He has feet and no legs. I don't know, but they're all weird. Right.
Is this the one we just played?
Ricky?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Well, another one came in that night.
Okay.
Let's see here. Here we go.
Hi, Ricky and Nicole. This is Cunty Nessa. Cunt. Love that word. Anyways, I just wanted to call and say a few things. I made a list. When you guys were doing the, what the hell were you doing?
I don't know.
Oh, the Gimme More song?
Oh, God.
And you said that you were doing the robot voice, Nicole. I thought you sounded like a frog. I didn't think you sound like a robot. And do a contest between Lauren and Nicole with the boobies. I want to judge. I want pictures because, like the gay men, I can enjoy some boobies. After you guys were talking about flushing the toilet and having to flush it after people leave stuff in there, I go into the bathroom at work and somebody left their nice red bloody tampon in the fucking toilet.
I told you it happens.
So fucking disgusting. It's like, bitch, flush the fucking shit down.
For real. I'm with you.
Red is dead.
I miss you. I miss you. I miss being here. And
miss you
too. Need to come out here because we need to go to Del Taco for lunch, and then we can go to In-N-Out for dinner.
For breakfast or for dessert.
Because it'll all come back to food for me.
She's like,
I love you guys, and Nicole, I think you're a great addition to the show.
I'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Even though I sound like a frog.
Give me more.
I can't do it now.
I think you sound like a frog.
I think of a frog every time.
And
all I want is a fly to come by. So I'm going to be like,
a cookie, cookie.
Rabbit.
All right, we'll save the other two calls for the next show.
Okay.
Because we have two more. So, on the last show, we received some comments. Freddie said, redheads have purple dicks, and nobody wants to go down on an eggplant.
Freddie, you're quickly becoming my new favorite listener. That's awesome.
So then he writes back again and says, and Tom, if I'm wrong, send me pictures to prove it.
Yeah, if you don't know, the last episode I was talking about how I do not find redheaded dudes attractive. And so, yeah. They have eggplant dicks, apparently.
Archer says, I would love to see you guys live. Let me know when you'll be on, and I'll join the chat room. Now,
yes.
Can Nicole not like redheads? How can Nicole not like redheads? They're so hot.
No.
And then he spelled your name wrong. He messed it back and goes, oops, I spelled it wrong.
Yeah, I saw that. Don't think I didn't see. I totally did. And I commented back to him.
Yes. And this is what you said.
Yes. Read it.
Or do you want to read it since it's your comment?
I'm far away. I have my computer in front of me.
It'll
take too long to get to it.
All right, fine. I'll say it like you. I just don't like redheads. LOL.
I don't sound like that at all.
I just am not attracted to them. They freak me out with like their creepy eyelashes being all blonde and orange. Like a fucking calico.
What? I didn't say that.
I just don't dig them. Plus, where am I going from country to...
I'm Valley Girl in country.
Plus, as evident by the story in the show, all the ones I have known are down a little... S-L-O. That be it.
Slow, let me stare.
I don't sound anything like that.
Okay, sure.
I sound like this.
Murderer.
Linda Blair.
So, so Archer was the only one that said they would like to see us live. Oh, Freddie said he would like to see us live also.
Because Freddie rocks. Speaking of, I have a poem for Freddie.
Oh, yeah. All right, how many poems? We have three?
Yes.
Let's read one and a half on this show.
One and a half? No!
All right, so if you don't know, if you leave us a review, we will read a poem for you. And when I say we, I mean Nicole writes it, and then she's going to say it and read it.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Big Dumb Donkey Girl, leave us a review, and you'll get one. Now, we're starting off from where we left off, because I know we've been slacking, but I've had personal problems I can't deal with right now. And so, ow.
There's a pussy on your lap, and it's sharp.
There's a black pussy on my lap.
It's aggressive. And wanted your dick inside of it. Oh, that was just the kitty. I'm kidding.
Okay, so here we go. The first poem. What should we call this segment? Nicole's
Nook.
Moment for you.
Nicole's Nook. Or not.
Okay.
You look like you wanted to shoot me in my face with a big gun.
I wanted to shoot you like the Beast did Belle.
Oh, stop. Pervert.
Rape.
Rape is rape.
Rape is fun.
No means no, but sometimes yes. Do you like that? No. Okay, yes. Just kidding. I'm sorry, you're touching the microphone.
All right, read the first one. Who's the first one?
The first one is for Alex. Maybe you should read what he put in the review. That way the poem will make sense.
Good idea.
Because that is how I got these ideas, except the one for Brian. I got that from the gift that he gave me.
Let's see. Alex.
Yes. Arr. Alex makes me want to go. Arr. And I hope Alex is a guy and not girl.
I've met him.
Okay, well, I didn't know. Because
well, you don't have to get all aggressive.
I put he in there.
Alex says, I had the wonderful opportunity of meeting Flossie, Herb's mom, a.k.a. Mama Said, a few years back in Arizona through my best friend. We did a great road trip and partied like rock stars in Vegas together, too. Who can resist Flossie's totally marketable laugh? I can honestly say that I only met Herb and Ricky last weekend, but after hearing about their podcast and being an avid podcaster myself, I wanted to hear what their show was all about. Oh my fucking God. I think I literally peed myself. We love that.
Urination.
I have been
best.
Listening to episode after episode since early this morning, and I have to say, I am impressed. I find it refreshing that the case of Foul Monkeys Take Liberties. Did I say that right? Wait. I find it refreshing that the cast of Foul Monkeys takes liberty and don't hold back. In this governmentally censored country that we currently live in, that is what we need. Get it off your chest. Speak your mind. For those who wrote poor reviews, well, the First Amendment applies to you too, unfortunately. All in all, this roundtable coffee clutch style show is wow. What? Something's going to explode outside.
I know. It sounds like a bomb.
That's so scary. All in all, this roundtable coffee clutch style show is sure to keep you laughing for hours.
Oh, my car's not getting stolen.
I know, right?
It totally is a stolen car a lot. Just keep going from coffee clutch. I don't want to hear the same sentence again.
I agree with some of the other reviews as well. This is just like sitting around the apartment, hanging out with your friends, shooting the breeze. This is a must subscribe, must share with your friends. Don't get left out of the Foul Monkeys revolution.
Awesome.
Hot.
And from that whole review.
I can't. I wonder if people can hear that.
Probably not.
Okay, what were you going
to
say?
From that whole review, I latched on to the fact that he said he literally peed his pants.
So. Warm. And yellow.
Blech.
Unless you've been drinking a lot and it's clear.
Okay.
Just saying.
And here is my poem for Alex. Listen close and listen well, for there's a story about Alex I must tell. He thought he could hide it. He thought we wouldn't see. But that stain on his pants is totally his pee. So take heed and take heart, because foul monkeys can turn your clothes into a work of art.
Yay! Snaps, snaps.
My poem's blue.
Not blue as in bad, but blue
off
as on the floor.
Lap.
So actually, we're at 33 minutes, so we'll save the other two for the next show.
Okay.
How about that?
Okay.
Freddie, you're next.
Yes, Freddie, prepare yourself.
So I want to invite everyone to go to the website, foulmonkeys.com.
Yes, do that.
Give us a call at 206-984-FOUL. Ask us questions.
Yes, do that as well.
And stuff, because we are not getting the phone calls that we think we should.
No, we're totally not. You guys are slacking.
If we had really good listeners, we would have like 14 calls by now.
A day. 14 calls a day.
Okay, don't be desperate, okay?
I'm sorry.
Leave us a review on iTunes and you'll get a poem.
Yes, that was just a taste, a sample of what could be yours.
Yes, and the better, the more you leave on the review, the better and longer your poem's going to be.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, she will make that shit into, like, the Odyssey if it's
long. I'll write you a fucking novel, and it will all rhyme.
And when she says fucking novel, she means, like, a novel
like
full of fucking.
An erotica. Erotic story.
And she's good at that.
Mm-hmm.
Visit us our MySpace. Oh, we have some new MySpace people. Our Mapper...
Mapper Fraps. Frapper maps.
I'm retarded. So here we go. Let me get the map up here. And remember on did we talk about Franco on the last show? Yeah, we did. Because
yes, he was cute.
Yes, he's very cute. There he is. And then we had some new people, too, that showed up at the bottom of the list for some reason, and we don't know why, but...
Because they're new.
Well, they usually show up at the top. The new people do.
Oh, my bad.
Let's see here. Where'd they go?
They unjoined.
We have Tim from Alaska. Burr. I know, crazy. First listener from Alaska. Hey!
Snaps for Tim. And who else?
We have Sam from New Market, Maryland. Sam's a girl, and I messaged her on MySpace because she messaged us. She is not the girl that's getting her boobie ate. She is the
boobie girl
eater.
Oh, okay.
That would be her. She says she wished she had those boobs.
She's tiny.
I know.
Not in necessarily just like the thin boob area, but like a little tiny thing.
We have truck... Oh, snaps. We have your friend Sarah, who's been on the show. Snaps.
Snaps for Sarah, my homie.
We have trucker Alex from Columbia, South Carolina. We love our trucker. Snaps. And a honk. Honk, honk! Because get the hell out of our way.
I hate you truck drivers. I always try and hog the road.
And, like, if you're a truck driver and you're masturbating while you're driving, call me.
On the CB. Is there anybody?
And we have Melanie from Plano, Texas. I think we...
Is there anybody out there? Okay.
Oh. Wow.
Can you hear me? I'm sorry. I got carried away.
Yeah.
From Plano, Texas, Melanie.
Yes. Melanie from Plano, Texas. Also known as the place that likes to... Isn't that the place where what's-his-name burnt the whole
Waco
thing?
Waco.
Waco? Oh. Is that close?
No. Plano and Waco?
No, I think they're close to each other, right?
I don't know.
They both end in O's.
Good job.
She's from Don't Quit Your Day Job podcast, so go check it out.
Wait, snaps for her.
And we have South Bear from Birmingham, Alabama. Or as we like to call from previous history lessons, Bombingham, Alabama.
Ooh.
Not that we're snapping for the bombs. We're snapping for you because you're from Alabama.
Alabama,
whatever.
A.K.A. Okay. Bombingham.
Give us a call, 206-984-FOWL. MySpace is Frapper Mappus, Snail Mail Us.
P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802. I like to say
have
that
we checked
one.
It?
I went the other day and it was totally empty.
Of
barren,
course.
Like the dang Sahara.
Of course it's fucking empty because...
The Mojave was in there.
And just... Stop talking about the Indians.
Mojave Desert.
And just to let everyone know, I do have a wish list. It's located at the top of the webpage. It says Ricky's Wish List, Amazon.com.
I'm going to make one.
Well, good luck putting it on there.
I'll have the man do it.
I do this part.
I'll have you do it. The man, see?
Oh, the man. Hey.
The man who...
And you can always message us by clicking on our tabs on AOL over here on the side.
Yes, my instant messenger is always on.
So, I guess that's it, huh?
I'm guessing.
Well, I guess this is the end. This is Ricky.
And this is Nicole.
Nicole. No?
No.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, you've downloaded episode 172. We greatly appreciate it, but we would greatly appreciate even more our telephone calls.
Yeah.
What would we love, Nicole?
Questions, and lots of them.
And how do we get those?
From telephone calls.
And the number they call is 206-984-FOWL.
Yes, call it.
You know, because it's usable.
Really? We answered questions before,
I know.
They were very personal, and we had a good time answering them. We need the call.
We need material, because...
I know, we just kind of flounder.
We suck.
We're floundering. We're just floundering.
We're fishing.
Little mermaid under the sea. Okay, sorry.
There we see her.
Sitting there across the way.
She don't got a lot to say.
But there's something about her. Wah, 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 wah.
Wow. Okay, we're out of here. This is Ricky.
This is Nicole.
Bye. All right, so let's talk a little bit and see what happens.
I'm talking into the microphone.
To see what happens.
To test. To see if it works.
Goodbye.